The timing isn't perfect, but it's pretty darn close to it. I truly love the job that I've done here for the past 32 years now with the National Weather Service in Buffalo, and I'm approaching and hitting retirement age now, and that was in the plans in the next couple of years, and unless some crazy opportunity came my way, and out of the clear blue, that opportunity did come my way. And over the past couple of months, I've interviewed with the Weather Channel. They are developing another expert position at the network called the Winter Weather Expert. And on a whim, interviewed for it. They seemed to like what they saw, and so I'm going to get to experience the best of both worlds. I'll be retiring from my position here with the National Weather Service, but I'll get to jump right into another part of meteorology and be working for the Weather Channel as their winter weather expert.
Now, will you have to relocate, or can you do it out of Buffalo?
Well, I'm a diehard Buffalo. I was born and raised here, and this is my home. And I had the luxury of being able to temporarily relocate down to the Atlanta area for the winter season, but then get to come back here to Buffalo to enjoy the other wonderful seasons that we have to offer. So it's an excellent opportunity, and it allows me to still keep my roots here.
So you sound like you're officially going to become a snowbird.
You know, it's very ironic that a guy who's going to take a job as a winter weather expert is going to have to move away from winter. Now, some people would look at that as a great advantage. Anyone who knows me knows how much I enjoy all four seasons, in particular the winter season. And so in one way, it is going to be a little frustrating to be down in that area and watching the winter conditions that exist up here in western New York. And I know for many people that may sound really strange, but I really do enjoy the winter.
So you said today is pretty much your last day at the Weather Service?
This is my last day with the National Weather Service, and it's a very melancholy day. This is an absolute top-notch organization here. Many people, I'm sure, are aware. We've got a staff of 22 people here who take care of keeping our public safe across western New York, and I wouldn't trade any of the individuals in this office for anyone when it comes to winter weather. We have an elite group of very dedicated employees here, and that may sound a little corny, but it's very true. And our main goal here as a federal agency is to provide customer service, and I'm proud of what we've been able to do over the years here, and I know that will continue and hopefully improve as the years go on.
So how would you explain what's happened to Buffalo this winter season, where we've had so little snow?
Well, it's unprecedented. In fact, it's unprecedented for a good portion of the eastern United States. We've been in a large-scale weather pattern across North America that has kept the eastern United States in relatively warm conditions. And, that's just the way the weather works. We talk about normals and averages and all of that, but the weather is anything but average. It's generally a series of extremes that when you put everything together and add them up, they come out to some type of average. But we've been in that pattern for a couple of months now. Almost ironically, the heaviest snow that occurred in the eastern United States was the October storm, similar to ours a few years ago, that hit New England. Since then, we've been almost snowless across the area. That's going to change as we get into next week and into at least the second and third weeks of January. We will begin to see some Arctic air move down across the nation, and that's probably going to make the winter weather pattern a bit more active.
And will we be in for a big blast because the lake has been so wide open?
Well, with the lake staying this wide open this late into the winter, it certainly increases the odds that if and when an Arctic air mass moves down from central Canada, that it will develop a significant lake effect snow band off of several of the Great Lakes. We're already looking at a significant impact possibly the beginning of the week, Sunday night into Monday, and the staff here We'll be updating the forecast and be issuing statements and warnings as we get closer to that time frame. So, you know, for those who are watching the weather closely, and I guess I could call this my last forecast in my position here in Buffalo, is to really be aware of the fact that we could have a significant lake effect snow event Sunday night into the Monday time frame.
Tom, should we be worried about this weather pattern, though, that we're seeing? Any at all correlation to concerns of global warming?
Well, I don't think anyone can say for sure that this particular type of weather pattern is directly related to the warming that is occurring across the globe. Certainly in the short-term time frame, there are so many other factors that come into play. What's important is these types of patterns, these types of situations have occurred in the past. They're going to occur in the future. It's up to our researchers to continue to work their models and run their projects and continue to research the atmosphere to see what the long-term effects are going to be on things like global warming. But as far as I look at this from an operational sense, dealing with the weather on a daily basis into even a seasonal basis, this isn't something that hasn't occurred before. It's going to occur again. We will see extremes, and it's important for everyone to just be prepared for those extremes, be prepared for those impacts, and to respond appropriately.
Tom Nizzial, congratulations on your new job. I guess we will be seeing you on the TV, and we bid you a fond farewell.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate all the support of all of our public over the years, and I can end by saying I've got to do my dream here in Western New York. It's been a wonderful ride, and hopefully I'll continue to have a little bit fun in the world of meteorology. So happy New Year to everybody.